What does Swiss cheese have to do with a perfect storm? When patients are accidentally harmed by medication errors, it's called an adverse drug event. More often than not, these accidents are caused by a perfect storm of several factors coming together in just the wrong way. I've studied these kinds of complex failures in hospitals and elsewhere. Sometimes they're quite small and inconsequential, but other times they're devastating, even life-threatening. Let me tell you about the case of a 10-year-old boy I encountered in my research, whom I'll call Matthew. Matthew had a successful surgery, but then small challenges began to arise. First, overflow conditions in the ICU meant that he was placed after surgery into a regular medical unit with less specialized staff. Second, Patrick, a newly graduated nurse, leaned in to program the electronic infusion pump, which was located in a dark corner of the room, to release the prescribed amount of pain-relieving morphine. Unfamiliar with the device, Patrick asked a colleague for help. His colleague, an experienced nurse, happened to be in a rush when she stopped to help. Now, to program the pump, you had to enter two values correctly, the morphine concentration and the rate of infusion. Unfortunately, the concentration of the drug, which was listed on the cassette label, was partly obscured due to the way the label had been printed. The experienced nurse used the information she was able to see to calculate and program the machine with what she believed was the correct concentration. Finally, Patrick looked over the shoulder of the experienced nurse to check her work before she rushed off to care for her own patients, rather than independently carrying out his own calculations. Within minutes, Matthew's face began to turn blue, his breathing visibly distressed. Patrick immediately turned off the infusion machine, called for the doctor, and began ventilating the child with a breathing bag. The doctor arrived and confirmed that Matthew had been given a morphine overdose several times more than was appropriate. Fortunately, at this point, the doctor administered a drug to reverse the effect, and within seconds, Matthew's breathing returned to normal. In this story, I count at least seven distinct, small, potentially inconsequential deviations from perfect practice. None of these small deviations on their own would have caused harm. But as you can see, the way they all came together created a kind of perfect storm that allowed a nearly fatal overdose to sneak through. This is the nature of a complex failure. A complex failure is multi-causal. It's the undesired outcome of a handful of factors that come together in just the wrong way. Complex failures are on the rise in the modern world, in part due to the interactive complexity of our systems, which increasingly require vigilance and attention to ensure safe operation. James Reason, an error expert, uses the metaphor of Swiss cheese to explain complex failures. He notes that you can think of the holes in the Swiss cheese as defects, and these defects are usually harmless and self-contained. But occasionally, all the holes in your Swiss cheese line up and make a tunnel, allowing a major problem to flow through and cause harm. The point is that so long as you can catch and correct the small deviations before they line up or spiral out of control, we can prevent complex failures. The silver lining here is that there are so many unique opportunities to catch and correct small deviations in best practice. That makes complex failures, although frustratingly frequent, ultimately preventable. All we have to do is pay attention, notice small things, speak up quickly when something's not right, and take timely action.